Hey everyone, and welcome back. You ready to kind of dig into something that could really, like, seriously level up that sales game? Today, we are all about, like, cracking the code on high converting sales calls. You know,
Absolutely.
making those precious minutes on the calendar translate into those actual clients' revenue, right?
For
Yeah,
sure.
that's what we want.
Getting more out of the time that we're spending.
Exactly. And the thing is, how do we get more out of it? So our sources today keep mentioning this thing, MQLs. Is
MQLs.
that the secret sauce that we're looking for
I
here?
think it might be the secret sauce, yeah.
Okay.
So MQL stands for Marketing Qualified Lead.
Okay.
And the way to think about this is not everyone who expresses interest is actually a good fit for your product or service. MQLs are the ones that not only fit that ideal customer profile, but they've also demonstrated a genuine interest, and they're much more likely to convert into those paying customers.
So instead of chasing after every single lead, we should be focusing on attracting and nurturing those high potential MQLs.
Absolutely.
Okay, that makes sense, but like how does that actually play out in terms of, our bottom line?
So like
Yeah.
let me give you an example.
All right.
Imagine you're spending $100 per call and you're booking 100 calls. That's 10 grand right there.
Right.
But what if only half those calls are actually qualified?
Well,
You've essentially just flushed $5,000 down the drain.
ouch. Yeah, that's a painful visual.
It is.
Okay. I'm starting to see why this whole MQL thing is a big deal.
It's about maximizing your return on investment, Rel. So let's say those 50 qualified leads now cost you $200 each, but because they're a better fit, you have a higher chance of actually closing the deal.
Right.
So you're investing more upfront, but the potential payoff is significantly greater.
It's not just about the number of calls. It's like the quality and the potential value of each one of those calls.
For sure.
It's like that aha moment when I realize, oh, I've been looking at this from like completely the wrong angle.
Absolutely.
But how do we actually make sure that we're spending our time with the right people?
That, my friend, is where calendar efficiency comes in. We're
Okay.
talking about streamlining that schedule to ensure that you're having more conversations that matter.
All right, calendar efficiency. I'm intrigued. Break it down for me.
So it's about maximizing the number of qualified calls on your calendar and making sure those calls have the highest probability of turning into offers and closed deals.
Okay.
Instead of measuring success by the sheer volume of calls, you're looking at the conversion rate of those high-value interactions.
So less is more, but only if it's the right less.
There you go. That's it.
Okay.
That's the secret.
Now, how do we actually put this into practice? Give me the actionable strategies.
Oh, yeah.
Actionable strategies. Let's do it. I am so ready to transform my calendar from like this chaotic mess to like a well-oiled conversion generating machine.
That's what we like to hear.
Yeah, where do we even begin?
It all begins with identifying those golden MQLs right from the get-go.
Okay.
Our sources highlight three really crucial criteria to look for.
Hit me with them.
Okay, so first, industry fit. Are they in that sweet spot of who your product or service is actually designed for? Second, revenue or income level.
Okay.
Can they actually afford what you're offering? And then third, and arguably, most importantly, do they have a problem that your business can solve?
Right. Because if they don't have a problem, then you're not providing a solution.
Exactly.
Okay. So it's about setting the bar higher from the get-go, attracting those right leads. But how do we actually gather this information up front? Like, I don't want to waste time on calls that I could have avoided.
You're speaking my language.
Right.
One-word applications.
Okay.
Having potential leads fill out an application can be a game changer. It allows you to pre-qualify them based on those three key criteria we just talked about.
Okay, applications, got it.
Yes.
So it's like a screening process to make sure that we're only talking to the most promising leads. But what about those iffy applications? The ones where you're not 100% sure if they're like a perfect fit?
Don't let them clog up your calendar.
Okay.
That's where immediate requalification comes in.
Okay.
If an application is raising some red flags, hop on a quick call to clarify their situation.
So it's like a mini pre-qualification before the actual qualification call.
There you go.
I like it. It's all about being strategic with our time.
Strategic.
So let's say we've identified those MQLs. They've aced the application.
Absolutely.
We've got them booked for a call.
Yep.
How do we make sure they actually show up? Because a booked call doesn't equal a closed deal, right?
You're absolutely right. We need to talk about minimizing those no-shows.
Okay.
And the key here is a multi-touch confirmation process.
Okay, so more than just sending a Google Calendar invite and hoping for the best.
More than just hoping for the best.
Okay.
Think calls, texts, automated reminders.
So.
A simple call 24 hours before the scheduled meeting can work a full. wonders, it adds that personal touch and reinforces this is a real appointment, not just something on their to-do list.
Right. It's like, hey, I'm really looking forward to talking to you. Let's make this happen.
Exactly.
Instead of just, here's all my information. Good luck reaching me.
You got it. And don't underestimate the power of a well-timed text message.
Yeah.
A quick reminder, the night before and even the morning of the call can significantly reduce those chances of them forgetting about you.
Oh, for sure. And I'm guessing those automated scheduler confirmations come into play here too, right?
Absolutely. Utilize those built-in features. To send out email and text reminders at strategic intervals, 12 hours before, 3 hours before, even an hour before.
Oh, wow.
Keeps the appointment top of mind without requiring any extra effort on your end.
Okay, this is all starting to make a lot of sense. So we're talking about building this safety net to catch those leads who might otherwise slip through the cracks.
For sure.
But there's one more strategy from our sources that I kind of wanted to unpack because it sounds a little unconventional to me.
Okay.
Set or closer groups on social media.
Yes.
What is the deal with those?
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
This one's about adding a layer of personalization and accountability.
Okay.
Imagine this. The person who schedules the call, the setter, creates a group chat on a platform like Facebook or Instagram.
Okay.
And includes both the lead and the closer who will be conducting the sales call.
So it's like creating this virtual waiting room almost, where the lead can get to know the closer before the actual call happens.
You got it.
Okay.
The closer can introduce themselves, share some relevant information, maybe even break the ice with a personal anecdote.
Right.
It's all about building rapport and demonstrating that you're invested in their success.
And let's be real, it probably makes the lead feel more accountable too.
Oh, for sure.
Because it's one thing to ghost on just like a faceless company.
Right.
It's another thing to bail on someone who you've already had like a mini conversation with.
Exactly. It taps into that human element of connection.
Right.
But let's face it, sometimes despite our best efforts, those show up rates might still dip below that ideal 50%.
Okay.
What do we do then?
Yeah.
Our sources suggest a bold, maybe even a little crazy approach for these situations.
You're not going to say double booking, are you?
Perhaps I am.
Because that's what I'm seeing in our notes, and I'm not sure how I feel about it. Double booking. As in, like, scheduling two calls for the exact same time slot.
Yeah, it feels a little intense, right?
It does. It feels a little intense, like I'm juggling chainsaws over here.
Yeah, a little bit.
So for those of us who might need to reach for a chainsaw, walk me through how this would actually work.
All right, so imagine this. You're using a scheduling tool that lets you mark specific slots as free, even if they're already booked. You strategically double book those slots with leads who have a lower probability of showing up.
Okay.
Based on like your previous interactions or their application responses.
So it's a calculated risk.
Okay. It is.
So what happens if both of those people actually show up?
That's where some fancy footwork comes in. You could triage the lower priority lead to a later date. Maybe offer them like a bonus or a gift card for being flexible.
Oh, that's smart. Okay.
Or if you're working with a team, have another closer on standby who can hop on a call if needed.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's not about being disrespectful of anyone's time. It's just about maximizing those minutes,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Every single one.
And it really highlights a key theme that we've been exploring this whole time.
Yeah.
It's about making intentional choices about where we're investing our time and energy.
Yes.
Not just in sales calls.
Right.
But in like every aspect of our businesses.
That's what's been like really hitting home for me during this whole deep dive.
For sure.
It's like you said earlier, this isn't just about sales calls. This is about like how we value our time and our resources no matter what we're doing.
Absolutely. Think about all those meetings you attend, the projects you take on, even just like the emails that you're responding to.
Oh, yeah.
Are those activities actually the best use of your time and energy?
It's about identifying those MQL moments in every area of our work, you know?
There you go.
Focusing on quality over quantity, just like we're talking about with these sales calls.
Exactly. Remember, even small tweaks can make a big difference over time.
Right.
So by implementing even just a few of these strategies that we've talked about today, you can start to see those ripples of impact throughout your entire business.
I'm walking away with like a to-do list a mile long.
That's what we like to hear.
And like a whole new perspective on maximizing, like you said, those precious minutes in my day.
Yeah. And remember, this isn't about becoming a robot or sticking to a rigid script.
Right.
It's about experimenting, finding what works for you, and just continually refining that approach.
So to our listeners, as you navigate the exciting and sometimes overwhelming world of building a business, remember this: quality over quantity. Every interaction counts. and your time is your most valuable asset.
Invest it wisely.
There you go. And who knows, maybe we'll catch you out there double booking a time slot or two.
Maybe we will.
Until next time, keep diving deep, stay curious, and here's to converting those calls and crushing those goals.
That's